soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right. Control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is not a done deal yet. Israel's cabinet will vote on it tomorrow. Some hardliners there oppose it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is optimistic.
It's not exactly surprising that in a process, in a negotiation that has been this challenging, this fraught, you may get a loose end. We're tying up that loose end as we speak.
Israeli forces have stepped up their attacks in Gaza today. President Biden is delivering another goodbye address, this time to the Defense Department as Commander-in-Chief. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more.
This is a very critical one, considering how much emphasis he has put on his work to really solidify America's place on the global stage.
The president thanked troops for helping to defend Israel and Ukraine. Winds have died down in Southern California, giving firefighters a better chance to tackle the wildfires. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We look forward to the weather conditions returning to normal this evening. However, a moderate red flag event is predicted for this coming Monday and Tuesday.
There were some fireworks at today's Senate committee hearing for President-elect Donald Trump's pick for EPA Administrator, former Congressman Lee Zeldin. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey accused Zeldin of flip-flopping on the need for more clean energy.
It says the EPA is supposed to be the environmental watchdog and not a fossil fuel lapdog. That's what it says.
But it doesn't actually say that. It's supposed to
have families be able to sleep at night knowing their air is clean and the water is safe and their future is protected.
Zeldin said he believes in all of the above energy. Filmmaker David Lynch has died. He directed Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, and The Elephant Man. Film critic Leonard Maltin says Lynch was one of a kind.
You couldn't mistake a David Lynch film for anybody else's. His work had his fingerprints all over it, and that's part of what made him special and will always make his films unique.
David Lynch was 78. Speaking of one of a kind, the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Uecker, has died.
Get up!
Bob Uecker has been behind the mic calling Milwaukee Brewers games since 1971.
39! Strike for Molitor!
The Milwaukee native would then find his legs as an entertainer, making 100 Tonight Show appearances.
Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Pitching Miller products.
I must be in the front row.
Making movies.
Just a bit outside.
All while calling the games for his beloved crew.
Holy cow! Do you believe it?
Eric Bilstad for CBS News, Milwaukee.
Stocks were down today. Dow lost 68 points. NASDAQ down 172. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Bob Uecker was no stranger to Racine. The longtime voice of the Milwaukee Brewers died this morning at the age of 90. For a time, he was often seen at the Racine Marina boating and fishing. The team issued a statement this morning saying Uecker had been battling small cell lung cancer since early 2023. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha and will now head the 148-year-old Racine organization. Racine is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in District 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April of next year. Applications are due by January 31st. And Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference, saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball, remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years, Uecker at his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know, and my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds, then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blunt. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Cherish you. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's the association with Cherish. Can I tell you a little secret? I think we're going to have some tickets to give away to see the association along with Herman's Hermits. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois in February, and I believe it's next week. We're going to have your chance to win tickets to see them both here on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Thank you.
grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la.
Woman,
I'll
soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, I just ain't there to do. You
ought
to treat her like a lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. She'll give in to you. Lord, who can see? You know what I mean. Got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all you got to be the, you got to hold her,
hold her,
and warn her,
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her,
need
you
her.
Know a woman,
warn
is sentimental,
warn
and so easy
warn
to upset her,
warn
so make her feel
warn
that she's real, yeah,
warn
and she'll give you happiness, my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She'll give in to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. You ready to show your age, Stuart?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, tell me if you remember this, because this week marks the 26th anniversary of Napster.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Napster?
I do vaguely remember Napster and all the mislabeled songs that you downloaded. Yeah.
Napster was a, what did they call
it?
A file.
Park? Yeah.
File sharing service is what they called it, right?
Yeah.
And I think they got sued a number of times. What was the guy? Sean something. Sean, was it Fleming?
Sean Carter was coming out, but I know it's not Jay-Z. Sean something. Made a movie about him, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, he started.
And then the guy from Metallica sued them, and they kind of put them out of business.
Yeah.
Well,
then it became a pay thing. It was kind of the precursor to iTunes, the iTunes store, because then it became a pay thing, and you could buy songs from Napster. But at first, it was basically just stealing songs.
Yeah, at first, and looking back, it seems like that was a missed opportunity for all the music labels. And like, eventually, took them another 15 years to
get on board,
something out. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city.
WRJN.
What?
Yeah.
local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, tomorrow you might want to break out the shorts and the t-shirt, if not the Speedo. We're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 23, but tomorrow, hardly sunny and a high near 40.
Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet.
The lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Rachel.
reservation, don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. He was 90 years old. The Brewers made the announcement this morning. After his career on the field, he became the voice of the crew in 1971. He was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. Carson is the one who named him Mr. Baseball. He'd been battling lung cancer since 2023. There's a call for some civic-minded people in parts of Racine County. Two positions on the Racine County Board are up for grabs, one in District 14, the other 18. The opening gives an opportunity for people living in those districts to get involved. Those ultimately selected would serve through April of next year. Applications are due by the 31st, with more about the openings on the county's website. And one down, a few more dozen to go. The first building in the former Kenosha Chrysler site opened with a ceremony this week. That facility will house Lakeview Technology Academy. They're moving from a location in Pleasant Prairie. It's all part of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, a project transforming the former industrial area. The school opens officially next week. The other building you see being built there now is called an innovation center. That'll house a place for startups, entrepreneurs, and job training efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds then sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. We'll switch to out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a listen.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Well, according to a new survey, here are the most irritating pieces of technology. Number one, slow internet. Yeah, got to be fast these days, especially all the streaming that we're doing. Number two, slow computers or phones. Yep. Number three, car alarms. Yeah, we all get annoyed by those from time to time. Number four, pop-up ads. And number five, automated phone systems. My wife and I were on the phone the other day with a government agency, and we just could not get past that automated phone system.
You don't know what I got. Just a little new scoop with a flash.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
When you die and you lay it to rest, you're gonna go to the place.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Do you dread dealing with your finances? You're not alone. 1 in 5 Americans would rather spend 1 hour in jail than work on a 5-year budget. 32% would rather go to the DMV than work on a detailed financial plan. 26% would rather talk politics with somebody they disagree with than write a financial plan. And 34% would rather post their most embarrassing photo of themselves on social media than to post a screenshot of their account balances. WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
2 minutes teardrops for one heart to be crying. 2 minutes teardrops for one heart to carry on. Out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together.
Love is but a song we'll sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass.
Smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love.